News Radio WGNS. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here at 710.
The Wake Up Crew. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Hello, Marshall.
Good
Micah.
Morning.
Micah.
Good morning, everybody. I hope that didn't startle you.
It did a little bit.
Yeah, it scared
me. I wasn't
me.
Ready for it.
Well, Dalton made it. If you have any complaints, send them care of Dalton Barrett to Wake Up Crew at WGNSradio.com.
Don't blame me for that. I just made it.
He was just trying to satisfy an old man's desire to hear the old TV shows. That being me.
The Rifleman.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? You're the old man?
I'm the old man.
It's up there within your top five of the opens we have, isn't it?
It's top five TV shows of all time, too. Yeah.
Right.
I hold no regret. It's a great show. A lot of family morals learned in that show. Right and wrong. Well, I mean, when he talked to his son, Mark, I mean, it was just that kind of show. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, Mark has Alzheimer's now.
Does he really?
Johnny Crawford, he played him. He has Alzheimer's.
Yeah. I was just trying to think how I could turn that into a learning moment here on this show, but probably not going to happen.
I've heard you two have talks. Nothing like Johnny and Chuck.
Johnny, probably not.
Johnny and Lucas had. No.
Yeah. But I don't even know how to follow that. Good old Johnny and Luke. Well, let's follow it with a look at the weather, shall we?
Good morning, guys. A few showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 50. Winds remain south-southwest, 5 to 10. Friday, showers continue. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then more showers on Friday night. Lows fall back to 47. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 47.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
Good morning. It's busy out here now. Up on the Nissan Plants, 24 westbound, heavy as you head towards Nashville. Give yourself extra travel time. Still looks good out here. For the most part, 840 headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out. 5814 Nolensville Pike. That's Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated, dedicated to providing superior fit, function, and style for Middle Tennessee runners and all fitness enthusiasts. This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. We focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Come see us at Fleet Feet, next door to Carrabba's.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, the Thursday lunch special each day is the $4.99 BLT sliders. Yep, every Thursday, get those BLT sliders for just $4.99. But also might check out that Cajun chicken salad, just $6.25. It's huge, gigantic. Enjoy that for lunch today at Toots.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here at 14 minutes after 7, it's a Thursday morning, and we are counting down the days till Thanksgiving. It's a week away, 7 days until Thanksgiving.
That means it's on a Thursday. Oh, yeah, it's always been on a Thursday.
And Christmas, by the way, just 34 days away.
So right on its coattails this year.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
by the time, it'll be, what, 27 days away, right? No? Yeah? Yeah.
We're going to start Christmas music here on the Wake Up Crew as our bumper music in 8 days.
Well, yeah.
Way to ruin the surprise.
A week from tomorrow.
Sorry. I didn't know it was a surprise.
Yeah. Surprise our audience.
Taking back what I said, I didn't mean it.
No, spoiler alert. He's already said it. We're gonna have bumper music Christmas. That's my favorite time of year.
I agree.
I hear it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. Yeah. You almost got me singing it.
So, could you give us a verse?
My little granddaughter loves it.
Christmas or that song?
That song.
Oh.
She loves that song.
So, Thanksgiving first.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of Thanksgiving to do. We've been talking all week about the specials at Junior's Foodland, the you know, Thanksgiving meals. Everybody's getting kind of amped up and ready for that. And Dalton, you've got some information. Thanksgiving turkey. Turkey's always on the table. It's like almost everybody has turkey. You know, maybe other things to go along with it, but always turkey. But what else?
You know, Thanksgiving's about giving thanks, but it's also about food. I mean, it's not the real meaning of Thanksgiving, but you wouldn't be showing up for every Thanksgiving dinner if there wasn't a big feast involved.
Yeah, so because it's Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Okay.
I said a big feast, not just a normal dinner. Okay. We're going to
You wouldn't have soup and crackers for Thanksgiving.
So we're going to break down.
That's a good idea.
That's what we're going to have this year.
No, just kidding.
Wonton soup.
It's not only Christmas bah humbug with him. It's Thanksgiving bah
humbug.
It's
every holiday.
Yeah.
Except for maybe like Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That's the only one he really respects.
That and his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
I get no respect.
So we're gonna break apart this great nation of ours we're going to carve it up into several pieces and talk about what their favorite foods are. For Thanksgiving. These are side dishes.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Me too.
For the West.
Complaining about that chair.
The West. Any guesses what their favorite side dish may be?
The West. Wait a minute.
Wild raccoon.
No, what?
They
the
like
West?
To shoot
the West. California.
Southwestern chicken style. I mean, Southwestern style chicken.
Oh, I know what it is. A fufu salad.
It is. It's salad. Ding, ding, ding. That's their favorite side dish at Thanksgiving. Who wants a salad, you know?
I'll have my turkey with salad.
I want salad with a steak.
I'll have my turkey with salad, please.
Yeah. I'm not a big salad guy. I don't eat them all that often.
Ever.
In the direct south, around Texas, we're going to go with cornbread.
I can see that.
That's their favorite side dish.
Got some hot chili to go with it or no? Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Go up north of that, green bean casserole, and just green beans in general.
You're talking about the Midwest there, I guess.
Midwest.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of green beans in ours, too.
Right.
Green bean casserole.
Now, for us, here in the Southeast, Florida's included in that. It's pretty much from Tennessee to Florida.
Mashed taters?
Nope.
Mm.
I know the answer. But
squash?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. A side dish, right?
Yeah, side dish.
Mac and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. One of my favorite dishes.
Can you remember a Thanksgiving where the mac and cheese wasn't on the menu?
Well, they always say it's for the kids, but we know that's not true.
That's right. That's right. It's for everybody.
Now, up in the Northeast, it's squash. That's their number one side dish.
Yeah. So. Now.
No mashed taters on there?
Nope. No mashed taters anywhere.
You can't have turkey and dressing without mashed potatoes.
Well, these are.
You put little peas on top of your mashed potatoes and call it Pea Mountain?
Right. That's a.
You've never had that?
Y'all yes. Have, okay. Yeah. But these are regionalized, the most popular at every meal dish.
Right.
Well, should be mashed potatoes on there. That's all I'm saying.
Well, how about we continue this after the news at 7:30? Right now, 7:19. This is a paid legal advertisement.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If your loved one has been injured by a dog, call me at 615-867-9900.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Get huge Black Friday savings at French's Shoes and Boots. Stores open at 6 a.m. and you'll want to hurry as deals are only available while supplies last. Like select Laredo boots, normally $130, door-busting price just $79.99. Find the perfect gift for the holidays from the huge selection of designer handbags at 50 to 75% off. Don't miss French's Black Friday deals.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here this morning to talk with our friends at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 722 here. Thanks for joining us and on the phone with us here this morning. From the Villages of Murfreesboro is the one and only Hope Rogers. Hope, how are you?
I'm just fantastic. I hope I'm the one and only.
Well, there's only one like you anyway. There may be another Hope Rogers, but I'm sure you've heard
that
before.
The world needs two of us.
I've heard that. My wife tells me that. I don't know why, but there should only be one Brian Barrett, which I know that there's more here. But anyway, the Villages of Murfreesboro, wanted to talk with you about something that you call the village experience and find out exactly what you mean by that. So when someone comes in and you start talking to them about the village experience, what is that?
Well, the village experience is something that we offer to those people that may be on the fence as to whether a community like this is really for them, if they really want to make that lifestyle change and that commitment. They're just not really sure, but they may even say, if I could try it for, a week or two, maybe. We do a 14-day stay, where they're not committed to having sign a lease. It's just a minimal fee for, kind of like taking a little vacation is how I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You come in, you bring your personal items. We put you up in a nice apartment that's fully furnished. You get three meals a day. All the amenities, if you were living here, come with that. And you get to try it out for 14 days. And we put the 14-day mark on it because we felt, you really can't pop in here over a weekend and really get a true feeling for what, this community offers and what it's about. It's kind of like when you travel, you need a few days to settle into a hotel room. So we felt like if you could, get beyond a weekend and stay a couple of weeks with us, you're going to get a pretty good idea of whether this type of living is for you or not.
Well, I was going to ask about that because, how do you come up with that magic number 14?
That's
a couple of weeks, and you obviously get to experience everything that the Villages has to offer during that time, I would think.
Yeah, everything. Like I said, we've had a few people that have done it that may even bring in their most comfortable chair, their recliner chair with them, just to really get that full experience of, hey, if I were here and I were sitting in my lazy boy watching TV, would I like it? And, they're trying out everything. They're seeing what the sound is like and what the food is like. Is it consistently good, That 14-day really gives you a good idea. You get a good taste of the activities, what's going on in that 14-day period. We offer a lot of different, you know, outings and regularly scheduled events that we do Monday through Friday. There's a few games of bingo in there that you're going to get to experience, exercise, all of that, you know, that someone gets to really experience in that 14 days. So I think it, you know, by the time you get comfortable in it, it's like, oh, well, I really don't want to leave now. You know, I do like it. That's the hope, you know.
Well, sure. It's a big change, though. I mean, really. I mean,
huge.
Yeah. And so that's why you had this opportunity to just really try it out.
Yeah, and you know, Brian, I don't think people realize that we know, we understand that, you know, this is a lifestyle choice. You know, most people that come here, it's not because, you know, they're having to come here necessarily out of, you know, necessity. It's they're wanting to downsize, they're wanting to kind of simplify their lives, not have to worry with the upkeep of a home. And, you know, this is maintenance-free living. So, but you know, so many people have been in their homes for, you know, I've had people that have moved in that have been in a home for 50, 60 years or more. And we know that that is a huge change to make. So that's why we try to work with somebody and, you know, and it's not always a quick decision. Some people come in, it may not be, you know, 3 or 4 months before they actually commit to moving in. So we get that. We want them to make sure if they are choosing our community, that it's the right fit for them and that they want to be here.
Well, the good thing about it is it gives them the information they need to make the choice for them, and they get to experience everything that they're going to experience if they were to move in there. So that's
right.
The best thing about it. They get the experience, get the knowledge, and then can make an informed decision. So what does someone need to do to participate here in the Village experience?
They can come by here. Of course, they're going to want to take a tour and look around. And then, you know, if they have some dates in mind, they just call and say, hey, I would like to try that Village experience for those 2 weeks. And we just put them on the calendar, and we reserve that room for them for that 2 weeks. They meet with me ahead of time. There's just a little bit of paperwork. But like I said, there's no commitment. Think of it as a little vacation. You're taking a 2-week vacation. Everything's paid for except for the hotel room.
There you
so
go.
You're purchasing the 2 weeks for the room, all your meals, housekeeping, all of that will be included. And at the end of that 14 days, you get to walk out and you either, you know, get to make that decision. We just hope you enjoy it. And they just have to give me a call. That's as simple as that.
And that's 615-848-3030, the Villages of Murfreesboro on Willow Oak Trail, the villagesmurfreesboro.com online. Hope, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
A nagging hip, back, or shoulder tension. You don't always have to have a doctor's referral to fix these problems. Amir at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
What is direct access?
A person's ability to see a physical therapist without needing a doctor referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard in front of Walmart.
Making decisions are hard. Having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our Village experience. Some of the reasons you would want to come to the Villages would be to never have to wait for a table at a restaurant, bingo, Bible study, movies, musicians, fun every day here at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
SRM Concrete. With every new day, every sunrise, we build structures that stand the test of time. And upon their foundations are our homes, where we work, where our kids go to school. And with that comes tremendous pride. We don't just make concrete. We build relationships, trust, confidence. We're SRM Concrete. Build with us.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30. Good Thursday morning, everybody. It's the 21st of November, and gosh, Turkey Day a week away. Broadcasting here from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
You can call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day today. It's a man who has a positive attitude and is encouragement to everyone he's with.
Thank you.
Brad White.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dinkins. I kind of set you up there. He's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts.
All right. A reminder, we've got local news, local traffic, local weather, all coming up here, and it's brought to you locally by the one and only longtime sponsor, French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning, guys. A few showers are possible in the area by this afternoon. Highs will make it into the lower 60s. Winds south-southwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, showers likely mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 50. Winds remain south-southwest, 5 to 10. Friday, showers continue. Highs top out near 58. Winds turn to the north-northeast around 5 miles per hour. And then more showers on Friday night. Lows fall back to 47. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 47.
Morning heavy traffic continues now on 24 westbound here up by Walden Road. Sam Ridley Parkway stop and go coming from Smyrna on Sam Ridley trying to get down towards the interstate. Still looking good 41 if you're going to use that route. Murfreesboro Pike headed inbound towards Nashville. If you're in a bind needing holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A man is being charged for damaging a Murfreesboro Police Department vehicle. Police say LaRod Everett slashed the tires and pulled the emblem off the trunk of the vehicle as it sat at an apartment complex on Hillwood Boulevard Saturday. Everett's been arrested twice before, including once for a violation of a trespassing order at the same apartment complex. He's charged with vandalism, criminal trespass, and retaliation for past actions. Shop for the Sheriff is coming up. The program maintained by the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office helps area youth have a better Christmas. It begins with a fundraiser at area Toots restaurants on December 3rd. SRO Sergeant Bill West says Toots owner Wade Hayes has been a longtime partner with Shop for the Sheriff and other department functions.
You know, he's been helping a long time with Shop of the Sheriff and also the Special Olympics, you know, fundraisers. But I think the night of December 3rd, we're going to be at three of their stores, Broad Street, South Church Street, I think Toots South, and then the new one, Toots West, out on Franklin Road.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be there from 5 to 8 p.m. They've definitely hung in there with us a long time, and it's a fun night.
School resource officers will work with school faculty and staff at the school they call home to determine which children fall into a hardship that may not include Christmas gifts and choose them for the Shop of the Sheriff program. This month marked the 12th anniversary of one of the oldest unsolved cases in Laverne. Situation revolves around remains that have yet to be identified. Police say those remains were found in 2007 in a remote wooded area and are believed to be that of an African-American woman between the ages of 30 and 45. More information on our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
In 1962, our family set out to make homes and businesses colorfully beautiful. Since then, Hoover Paint Store has been making houses look like homes through color. I'm Tim Bowling, and our family makes color easy. We keep a file under your name and year of the color for each room. If you need to touch up or repaint a room, Hoover Paint Store creates the perfect match. Hoover Paint Store in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Shelbyville, Cool Springs, Green Hills, and Cookeville.
Is your home ready for fall?
Properly insulated, windows and doors can make a huge difference.
We have what you need at the Habitat Restore.
Is there a draft coming through the door? Or you feel air coming through your window? Come to the Murfreesboro Restore.
Here at the Murfreesboro Restore, we have everything to make your home fall-proof.
Fall-proof?
Yep, that's right, fall-proof. The Murfreesboro Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body.
It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Continuing along here on this Thursday morning, it's coming up on 7:36 here at News Radio, WGNS. You got your news, weather, traffic, and we'll have more for you a bit later on this morning. But, oh gosh, it's been about 30 minutes ago or so. We were deep in conversation about Thanksgiving meals and what the most popular side dishes in portions of the country. The Northeast, it's squash. Here in the Southeast, it's macaroni. John was upset that mashed potatoes with pea mountain on top or whatever.
you take baby peas,
right?
Lasur baby peas,
mm-hmm.
and you put them on top of the mashed potatoes
with a little gravy to make it look like a volcano.
I like to hollow it out and make a little volcano.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So
you do it, but you make fun of me doing
No, I wasn't making fun, but it wasn't the most popular. I'm sure it's way up there. Mashed potatoes almost seem like they're part of every meal.
Well, I don't want to. They probably I don't want to beat a dead horse, but yeah, it should have been up there.
They probably just lost out to mac and cheese here.
Okay, so Thanksgiving, almost every place turkey. Okay, some do a little chicken. I've had a turducken at Thanksgiving. What's missing from the meats there?
Ham.
Mm-hmm. We have both.
Do you have turkey and ham?
Yeah, we have both at our Thanksgivings.
Thanksgiving's really the only time I ever eat turkey. I mean, I don't...
Now, not every year. I shouldn't say we do it every year, but most years we do.
Right.
And everybody brings something.
I'm a very good ham. My kids love the ham that I fix.
I don't know how he's going to fix it this year. He usually puts like soda in it, and I don't know how he's going to make
it. It's sweet. A lot of brown sugar and pineapple. It's really, really good.
It's a good ham.
Not going to happen this year.
No. Nope.
From what I'm hearing.
It'll be Diet Coke and sugar-free pineapples.
Here's the real question.
Sugar-free.
So here in the Southeast, it's cornbread dressing, right? If you're in the North,
yes.
it's stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most popular. Right. So are you a stuffing guy or are you a cornbread dressing guy?
Cornbread dressing, no doubt about it.
All the way?
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Brown gravy on top?
Of the
dressing?
No, giblet or...
The giblet gravy.
Yeah, on the side.
You pour it on.
Because later on you're going to want to have a turkey dressing sandwich, you know, around 6 o'clock.
That's good.
But when you put it on your plate, you put the gravy on.
Yes,
okay.
I had, until very recently, never had stuffing. I had only had cornbread dressing. But it was about a year ago when I had stuffing for the first time, and I just did not.
That's because your girlfriend's a northerner.
Yeah, her family's from Michigan, and I was invited.
Megan's mother may hear this broadcast. And
well, that's true. Well, I'm just saying.
It was good, but I don't like it as well as I like cornbread stuffing.
Way to cover yourself there.
That just goes along with that theory that, you know.
You've left out one important ingredient of a whole dinner.
Dessert.
No.
You're going to say deviled eggs.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Although deviled eggs are in there.
He's going to say mashed potatoes again.
Oh, I can't believe you guys have not thought of the cranberry sauce or cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Now, that's canned cranberry sauce especially is really popular down in the South.
Yeah, I love it.
Up North, it's more homemade cranberry sauce.
Yeah, but I love that cutting that slice and dumping that thing on top of that dressing. Mm.
That's what it sounds like when it falls out of the can.
No, it doesn't. Never mind. But as it comes out of the can, it's still got the can rings in it.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Perfect for sizing, for slicing it, too.
Yeah, I love that stuff. So it's jelly.
Do you put it in your dressing? I mean, I put it on top of my turkey dressing. It kind of gives it a sweet kind
of... I put it on top of my turkey.
Yeah.
I eat it with the turkey.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't talked about dessert yet, which is a very crucial part of Thanksgiving dinner.
Very, very crucial.
Every region enjoys pumpkin pie. That's a really popular one. But beyond that, there are, you know, three different groups. There's apple pie. That one's really important in New England and the Mid-Atlantic area. You've also got pecan and sweet potato pie, which is kind of throughout the South.
Southern thing.
And then cherry pie, which is the Midwest and the West. Those are the most popular, but theme is pies at Thanksgiving.
Nowhere on there was chess pie.
Well, what we have at the Dinkins family, which I think it should be the standard by all Thanksgivings, we have chess pie. We have lemon meringue pie.
Good stuff. We'll tell you about all those Thanksgiving specials at Junior's coming up next.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
This is Rich Smith with more savings from Haynes True Value Hardware. We can all use extra table space for holiday dinners. Stop into Haynes True Value Hardware for the 6-foot deluxe folding table at just $34.99. It's lightweight and easy to carry. It folds in half for easy storage and has a top that won't chip, peel, or stain. For extra seating, pick up one or more all-steel folding chairs too, just $13.99 each. Head over to Haynes True Value Hardware for these bargains of the month and other great deals while supplies last. This is Rich Smith with Haynes True Value Hardware, 1807 Memorial Boulevard.
Get huge Black Friday savings at French's Shoes and Boots. Doors open at 6 a.m., so arrive early so you don't miss doorbusters like Ariat Work Hog Boots, normally $200. French's price, just $89.99. Get special savings all day on men's and women's shoes and every pair of kids' shoes and boots. Get to French's this Black Friday for the best deals in town.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Don't miss the 26th Annual Art Studio Tour this Saturday and Sunday at studios around the area. Great gifts for everyone on your list, plus yourself. I'm Logan Hickerson inviting you to attend the Art Studio Tour this Saturday and Sunday from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock at Select Studios for Christmas shopping ideas and unique handmade gifts. Go to artstudiotour.org for a map and more information. Learn more at artstudiotour.org.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up here on this Thursday morning. I know we've got you hungry. We've been talking about Thanksgiving meals and what's been popular around the country here this morning.
Well, Brian, how do you get them? How do you get this food?
You need to go over to Junior's Foodland. That's the only place to go. Number one, they're locally owned, locally operated. Independent grocer right here in Murfreesboro, and you can find all the savings. You'll think, well, maybe in the bigger store I can find better savings. That's not true, because as you walk through the store, you'll find their weekly specials, their everyday low prices, and I challenge you to try to beat the price on, how about Food Club Young Turkey, just 99 cents a pound. That is absolutely the best price you'll find right here in Rutherford County. How about Hickory Smoked Spiral Half Ham, $2.49 per pound? That's the Smithfield and the red foil. And also the Cook's brand as well. It's already sliced. But now here's the thing at Junior's. They'll slice it up for you as well. So some of the fixings on the side. We didn't even talk about sweet potatoes, but that's always a good sign.
Talked about sweet potato pie.
Yeah, pie.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, talking about like sweet potato casserole. Yams. I like that better. Yeah, yams, good. Yeah. Celery is always, I don't like celery. I prefer my dressing without it, but it's a staple.
Now, sweet potato casserole. Do you like pecans on top?
Well, this we're talking about Junior's here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
just interrupt.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I forgot. I got swung up in the moment.
Yes, you did. Let's see. How about pumpkin in the can, ready to make those pumpkin pies? Libby's pumpkin mix, 2 for $4. Crystal Farm Simply Potatoes, 2 for $4. If you're trying to put together some, maybe a potato casserole or something of that nature, they've got everything that you need. And they've got lots of great deals, from evaporated milk to make your special, desserts. And they have a recipe for a Black Forest cherry pie. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
And, so you can get the evaporated milk or the Eagle brand milk for that and the cherries and the pie crust. Made out of pecans. It's a pie crust. It's got pecans. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff over at Junior's Foodland. They want to say to your family from their family. Hope you have a blessed gathering at Thanksgiving, and let them help you out with that over at Junior's. 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. You need to stop on in and visit with our friends at Junior's. Well, I know what we've learned today.
We're hungry.
We're ready for Thanksgiving, it sounds
like.
Yeah,
I also learned that I didn't know you could take canned pumpkin. That's how you